نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, in today's talk, we'll focus on three issues. We all know the controversy that emanated from the Indian politicians. So what should we do as Muslims? Number one, know what is the rank, the status, the namus. Namus means the honor of the master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If someone has to ask us, a non-Muslim, for example, tell me something about Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what will you say? So this is what you must say. Almighty Allah jalla wala states, wa rafa'ana laka dhikrak. We have elevated your name, nami, isme grami, your honorable name, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How? Idha dhukirta ma'i. When my name is taken, then your name is taken after that. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. You heard the adhan now? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. So that's one. Two, they, the mushrikeen, the polytheist idol worshippers in Makkah Mukarramah, everything they could find, they threw at the Master alayhi salam, unsavory comments, and such criticism, Allah forbid. Allah jalla wa ala, elevating the rank of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said that the Master alayhi salatu salam is suffering from epilepsy and sickness. Allah jalla wa Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Allah jalla wa Allah says, Surah 53 verse 2. And you must read the beginning of chapter 53 and you will find all the answers. Ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa. There's nothing wrong with the Master alayhi salatu salam. He was the best. He was, he is, he will always be the greatest, the most intelligent and the greatest of Almighty Allah's creation. The tongue Mubarak would not speak things of confusion as they are, making fabrication and propaganda. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. He speaks revelation, wahi, that is sent to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing to do with his own whims, fancies and desires. The eyes Mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu salam, مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَىٰ. That the eyes of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not see wrong things here and there. Everything of the Master alayhi salam was, is, will always be the best. On the occasion of Isra and Mi'raj, the miraculous nocturnal journey, whatever the Master alayhi salatu wasallam saw is 100% the truth. Ma kadabal fu'adu ma ra'a. So the heart Mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu salam is 100%. We see with our eyes, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam see with the eyes Mubarak and the heart Mubarak also. So all this is our unanimous belief. Secondly, Almighty Allah, to guarantee the Master alayhi salam, you all know the surah. From time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nubuwa, when the Master alayhi salam received the first revelation, then the revolution started. People made unsavory remarks, derogatory statements. Allah jalla wala warned everybody. Listen carefully. Inna a'tainaka. Indeed, we're giving you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kawthar. Everything that is good, we will give you in abundance, the best of the best we granted you. Because you are the best and always will be the best. Not only Hawza Kawthar, everything is included. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. You perform your Eidul Adha Salat and then sacrifice. Any person, any organization, any government goes against you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ إِنَّ مُبْغِدَكَ هُوَ الْأَقْطَعُ. That the one who hates you, Allah forbid, and your mission and message, who will abtar, Allah will crush them, decimate them, annihilate them. So that is the promise of Almighty Allah. So remember, my brothers, this did not start today. It started from those days already. But Allah is giving us that consolation, that I, Allah, will take care of them, but you also must show your love and protect the honor and dignity of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How will this happen? See the hadith reported by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. An Aliyin radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, addibu awladakum ala thalasi khisal. O parents, O grandparents, O seniors, O teachers, teach your children and students three things. Hubbi nabiyikum. From the tender age, teach them the love of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are we really doing that? Today the father, mother, we all busy with the TV, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, all these things we busy with. Let us be honest about it. Start that ta'aleem in your house. My Nanima passed away on the 27th night. Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. When Nanima used to sit there on the bed, we all used to sit. She used to tell us stories. I'm in this field 50 years plus minus. Till now, I can't find the references of some stories she taught us. So whichever story, but she was instilling a lesson in us that you must love Almighty Allah. You must love the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must love the Sahaba and the Awliyaullah. We need to do that. Hubbi nabiyikum wa hubbi ali baytihi. You must love the family of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today the Shias, the Kufara, attacking the honor of Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. They attacking Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu an. How do we defend? So I'll show you how you defend. So my brothers, inna shani akal abtar. So number one, hubbi nabiyikum, inculcate the love of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the inner recesses of our heart and our children's heart. The love of the family and household of Nabi alayhi salam. Wa hubbi tilawatil Quran. And the love of recitation of the Quran Sharif. Not only Ramadan time, we read the Quran 20 khatam, 10 khatam, kissed it and packed it, the Quran Sharif away, I'll see you next year Ramadan. No. Every day we must be reading, then the children will see that. Hadith in Tabarani. So second one, Almighty Allah warns everybody, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are so special. Inna kafaynaka al-mustahzi'een. Verily the people who are mocking at you, scoffing you at your message and mission, we will suffice for you against them. We will take care of them. You don't worry about them. But because of our love, that we must love the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than we love ourselves and our families. Ye iman ka taqaza hai. That is what iman demands from us. We must be prepared to give our life for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the household of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Third place, Allah jalla wala teaches us, wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. That Allah will protect you from the enemies always. You know, in Masjid Nabawi, that the enemies, Allah forbid, they wanted to exhume the jasad-e-athar, the Mubarak body of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah chooses whoever He wants. Allah chose Nuruddin Zanki. He came from Damascus and then He gave the people an invitation and said that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him, you sought these two people out. And He invited them, that is Daru Ziyafa. Today all this is now demolished. Invited all the men, he didn't see these two people. I said, who's missing? They said, no, these two buzruks, they don't accept anybody's invitation. He said, call them. When he saw them, he realized these are the culprits. They weren't buzruks, they were the bush crooks, like, you know. So, understand. So then when investigation took place, he went to the house, everything. They were busy digging the tunnel. See how Almighty Allah protects Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam even now. So that is our unanimous belief. Remember that. So he built then the whole wall around Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rosa Mubarak, long story. The point I want to make, my brothers, as far as the Zat-e-Grami, the personality of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes, that Allah will take care. But how much do we learn from this? How much do we love the Master alayhi salam? If we want the love of Allah, we want the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. If you really love Almighty Allah, then follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. In all walks of life, our nikah, our walima, our maut mayhit, our business, everything. Not only on Jummah prayer, all occasions. Yuhbibkumullah. You will become the beloved of Almighty Allah. We don't have to worry about people. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And Almighty Allah will forgive you. So that's one issue. Second issue. These kuffar Shias made the film. His name is, remember, that they call him Yasir Habib. We call him Yasir Shaitan, Yasir Khabis. From those days already, I'm in media now over 20 years with Allah's fazl. And I warned you already, those days, that these people, remember, they're going to target the Sahaba, they're going to target our mother Aisha, radiallahu anha, they're going to target everybody. So lady of heaven and what stories. They want me and you, Allah forbid, naqala kufr, kufr nabashid. We must say, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman started terrorism. That's what they're saying. They call us Bakris. I'm not speaking of Bakri Eid. What they mean by Bakri? They mean, why are you following Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar and so forth? I went to Iran in 2013. Look at the hatred they have for Sahaba, this Iranian regime. If you know the profile of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, then remember Sayyidina Umar what he said on the farsh, on the land and sand, Allah used to send from the arsh. Go open Bukhari, wafaqtu Rabbi fi thalath. Three things I told the Master al-Islam, we should do this way, that way. Allah says what Umar said is correct. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah in Itqan, the ulama know, he mentions more than 20 places. That what Sayyidina Umar suggested, Allah sent the wahi like that. So Sayyidina Umar is performing Fajr Salat, then the person's name, Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, fire worshipper, Zoroastrian, he came with a dagger, and then he stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu and he collapsed. And after 3 days, end of Zulhijjah, 23rd year of the Hijrah, he becomes Wantaqala ila rahmatillah. He passes away on the 1st of Muharram, the year 24, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is the Khalifa Amirul Mu'minin. When you go to Iran, the place Kashan, Kashan is famous for carpets. It was a Friday, 5th Rabiul Awwal, 2013, I was there. So I visited the place. This is a person who is a Majusi, fire worshipper, enemy of Islam, enemy of Sahaba, of Sayyidina Umar. These Shias, Kuffar, went to build a shrine in honor of the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. And they call it Baba Shujauddin. You did a very brave thing. This taxi driver, I still remember his name. I tell him, Zahari, what problem you got with Umar? He says, I don't like him. He killed too many Persians. Imagine the man in whose time Iran was conquered. You should be reading 2 rakat salat daily. In time of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar, we got Iran, we got Iraq, we got all this. And today you prepare to curse the man. That is nimak haram, that is. That is their ingratitude. So see the lesson I want to take you through quickly. Anybody speaks against Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Go to Quran, Surah Nur, verses 11 to 26. Allah Jalla Wala reveals 16 verses from Mother Aisha. 16 verses. She says, I was sure Allah will exonerate me with what the people are making accusations. But I never ever thought Allah will reveal verses in the Quran. That is the rank of Siddiqa, Sayyid Aisha. Sayyid Abu Bakr Siddiq, you know his rank? Go read Surah 9, verse 40. When he was in the cave, coming from Makkah to Medina, in Ghar-e-Sawr, he's not worried about himself. He gave everything a human could give. Therefore, Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every person who did me a favor, I repaid them, I compensated them. Illa Abu Bakrin. But Abu Bakr, Allah will repay. That is Abu Bakr Siddiq. Surah 9 verse 40. So Thaniyas Nain is Huma fil Ghar. When the two were in the cave, first the Master al-Islam. He said, Ya Rasul Allah, they just look down, they'll see us. Allah says, don't worry. Thaniyas Nain is Huma fil Ghar. Is Yaqulu li sahibihi, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Dad, don't tell your companion Abu Bakr, don't worry, no sadness, no grief. Inna Allah ma'ana, Allah's help, Allah's mercy is with us, with Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Imagine what rank. His son, he has named the second of the two in Hijrah. His second of the two, when they built Masjid al-Quba, the master put the first block, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr. When they entered Medina Munawwara, he is Thaniya's name. On the Musalla of the Master alayhi salam, he is Thaniya's name. Fi Hayatin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made 17 salat during the lifetime of the Master alayhi salam. Today, O Kuffar Shia, la'anahumullah, Allah's curse be upon you Shia, that the Master alayhi salam is there, and who is Thaniya's name? Is he, said Abu Bakr Siddiq. Who can take these merits away and virtues away? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see people castigating, swearing, cursing my sahaba, then say, فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. Allah's curse be upon you. Who said this? رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't think we sing from our pocket. This is a teaching, hadith in Tirmidhi. So, come to Sayyidina Umar Farooq. تَمَّا سَبْ آيَ Sab aaye, Umar ko bulaya gaya. Everyone came, Umar didn't come. Umar was requested to come. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Ya Allah, Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab o bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar our side, Ya Allah. Or bring Amr bin Hisham our side. Umar becomes Umar radiallahu an. Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl. And dispatched to Jahannam. Go read Surah 44, Surah Dukhan, verses 44 to 50. Allah speaks of Abu Jahl. He used to walk in the gullies and alleys of Makkah and say, I am the Patel, I am the Chaudhary, I am the Trustee. Anal Azizul Kareem. Allah says, you in Jahannam, now taste. Zuk innaka antal Azizul Kareem. See what Allah did with him. And what Allah did with Umar, radiallahu anhu. Today, you see, our problem is what? Allah make all the brothers, sisters going for Hajj, Allah take them nicely and accept the ibadat and safely. Allah take us all again and again, you know. And Umrah and Hajj and Masjid al-Aqsa. But we don't learn. This is Safa and that is Marwa. Where Safa is, there's a door there, it's all demolished now. That is Dar-e Arqam. That was the first madrasa. Sayyidina Umar comes with his sword. Sahaba are seeing, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is Umar, and he got sword in his hand, leave him. Sayyidina Umar enters loudly. Sayyidina Umar, you speak loud. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. First time in the history of Islam, that Sahaba in chorus, they said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. We elated, delighted today, Umar embraced Islam. Jibreel alayhi salam comes from the heavens and skies, Ya Rasulullah. Is not only Ahlul Ard, the people on the earth celebrating, we the Malaika also celebrating, Umar embraced Islam. That is Umar. Surah 9 verse 40, Surah 9 verse 100, Allah speaks of Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, all of them. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. Those who embrace Islam in the initial stages, they are the greatest beacons of light after the prophets and messengers. You ummat, you must follow them. If a person tells you, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, and Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa are not Muslim, what will you say? I'm asking you. What will you say? But today you find our people, they tell me, no, Shia lo Shia. They tell me like that. You know Shia lo Shia. They mix the Zulu, Shia, leave out. And lo Shia. So leave out the Shias. Don't speak about them. It's our people, they tell me. You see. Now I'm asking you, these people make film, they insult Hazrat Aisha, they make kufr 100%, and we must keep quiet. So remember, we don't apologize for these things. Yeah, when we say one settler, one bullet for the jutla, today, this morning, he said apologize. I say, I'm telling you nicely, one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. So same thing for the kuffar shias, we say, is non-negotiable this. Is our iman, we must give. Namusun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka tahaffuz karna farz hai, to protect the honor, dignity of the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is compulsory. Namus e sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib hai. We have to protect the honor, dignity of sahaba radhiyallahu anhu. I'll end with this one incident because my one eye has to be on that watch there, you know. So mashallah, they put the watch so we can see properly also. So this type of thing. See, I give you one incident. There's many, but this is Quran, so you can use it. Surah 9 verse 79. It's the month of Rajab. Your brothers come inside. Inshallah, there's a lot of place. Come brothers, make place here, inshallah. Huh? Yeah, there's place upstairs also, but maybe they want to see the old man, you know. From there on top, they can't see the old man. So anyway, brothers, sisters, they don't see us, it's alright. So anyway, so it's battle of Rajab, battle of Tabuk. The month is Rajab, it's mud summer, 50 degrees in Medina Munawwara. I went by plane to Tabuk. It took 1.5 hours. 30,000 Sahaba, Mustadrak Hakim's riwayat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every male, able, capable, you must participate. 30,000, we're ready. Logistics, 30,000. Who's going to sort out? Sayyidina Usman comes, Ya Rasulullah, my camels, 100 camels, 100 camels, 300 camels with the saddle. Sayyidina Usman comes, Ya Rasulullah, 1,000 gold coins. Go open Bukhari, Muslim. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the gold coins and was spending yet a hallalu. The Master alayhi salam's chehrai anwar and his countenance mubarak was shining, glittering like the full moon. And he was so happy with Sayyidina Usman. And then the Sahaba said, fine. Some poor Sahaba came, they brought four kilos, 3 kilos, 2 kilos, 1 kilo, 1 pound dates. The hypocrites was there, if you gave substantial amount, mura'in, you're just showing off. Sahabi came with few dates. They say, wasting time, what does this going to help? When they criticized and castigated Sahaba, difa'an an ashabin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to protect the honor of Sahaba, Allah revealed this verse. Surah 9 verse 79. I read this verse, translate and we finish. الذين يلمزون المتطوعين من المؤمنين في الصدقات والذين لا يجدون إلا جهدهم. Those Sahaba who were giving substantial amounts, those who were spending and giving according to their own capacity, few, they mocked at them, they ridiculed them, and they belittled them. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ Allah says, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ Allah will mock you, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ For them is everlasting Jahannam. I beg you, brothers, it's my iman, it's your iman. Never feel shy to protect the honor of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never feel shy to protect the honor of Siddiqa Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha. Never feel shy to protect the honor of the Sahaba radiallahu anha. That will be our najat. That will be our salvation. We don't do that. This Islam is gone from our homes. It's gone from our children. I travel half the world, three quarters of the world. I saw what happened in America. I saw what happened in other countries. They didn't bother about this. They said, no, Sunni Shia, bye-bye, Sunni Shia. Iran, remember, was a Muslim country, Sunni country. If you take Gregorian calendar, 640 till 1500, Imam Ibn Majah is Sunni, Imam Muslim is Sunni, Pirane Pir Sena, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's forefathers come from Iran, Imam Abu Hanifa's forefathers come from Iran. In 1500, Ismail Safavi came. In the name of Tasawwuf, he made murids and students. And the first thing they did when they have enough power, they attacked the ulama and slaughtered them finished. Today, Islam ka naam nisham nahi. So be very careful, brothers. All this empty, hollow slogans, AK is talking nonsense, they extremists from them. Call me what you want, but we won't apologize for the truth. We will remain Ahlu Sunnah and we will die Ahlu Sunnah. وآخر دعوانا